are you up so early?
I want to see what kind of a day it is.
Oh, well, I can tell you.
Do tell.
It's a twofer. It's a twofer.
Twofer.
Tuesday.
How's that for a twofer?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Twice as much.
Twice as much.
Twice as much?
Twice as much.
Today is Tuesday, then.
Yeah, it is.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Okay, here we go. Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is a twofer. I don't know. Let's make it a threefer, fourfer, whatever you want. It's all about you. It's the Monica J. Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's just go straight to the poll question this morning. Saw this all over the news last night. This woman is just beyond compare. Once again, we get with all these athletes that she's going to, you know, probably go on to make a little money. Hopefully not. But Gwen Berry. Should Gwen Berry, or really any athlete who disrespects America or the national anthem, be removed from the U.S. Olympic team? Because I thought that's what the Olympics were about, you know, showing off your skills to represent your home, your country. You get the sponsors, you get the people supporting you. And then she just gets the ball rolling. Should she just be removed from the team? Why these people just, ugh. I don't want to blow a gasket this morning so early on that. So, for you to participate in, 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. No dot in there. 923fmtalk.com, 991fmtalk.com. Two different web pages for two different stations. Two different lineup of shows. Yesterday's poll question, should schools be able to regulate off-campus speech? Wow. Even our liberal listeners jumped in on that one. 100%. Hell no. I find it interesting that after all the censorship of, I don't like what they're saying, shut them down, cancel them, that more and more leftists, progressive, liberals, Democrats, whatever you want to call them, are coming to the realization that their speech is being canceled as well. So when you let the genie out of the bottle, you can't put it back in, and now it affects everybody. Everybody. So, we'll see how it goes. Oh, so much to talk about. I hate to be so disappointing in this beginning, but again, I go back to Gwen Berry. You know, remember when a picture surfaced of, oh, the swimmer, Michael Phelps. Wow, what an accomplishment. All those medals. And then all of a sudden, you know, afterwards, he's relaxing. A photograph shows up of him inhaling from a marijuana pipe. He lost major sponsorship deals. And he was suspended for months. You know what? To me, that's nothing compared to, you know, he was on his own time. Private moment, picture serviced. No. On the national stage, Gwen Berry disrespects this country. NBA is learning what happens when you do that. A game not too long ago, LeBron James didn't play in, and it was their highest rated game. What does that tell you? NFL, losing viewers, merchandise sales for, it seems like, all sporting events. 40% drop. Thank you. That's because of you. Hollywood, total drop off. Stars are coming back. Please go to the theaters. Go to the theaters. See our movie. Buy the tickets. Buy the concessions. No. People aren't going to put up with this crap anymore. Your money dictates your voice, your viewership, your listenership. So spend your money wisely. More and more people checking tags, seeing where products are made, where they're coming from. That's what I say. Your voice is being heard loud and clear. So keep it going. Keep it going. I hate to go after charities, but they have to spend your money appropriately and at your will. So, I mean, it's interesting that a former Make-A-Wish Iowa CEO is charged with embezzling funds. I look at how much she embezzled and, you know, obviously she was a novice at it. But now that Make-A-Wish has come out and basically said, you know what, if you're not going to vaccinate the kids, well, we can't help you. And this isn't of a state. This is of the U.S., the entire country. Richard Davis, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish America. Make-A-Wish is denying terminally ill children if they don't get fully vaccinated. Again, children that are terminally ill. To get a shot that, well, is not necessary for kids. CDC and the WHO even come out and say it now. Well, you know, under 18, no, we don't recommend the shot for them. So I see all of these cute little things at my friend's store. I want this, and I want to get this, and I want to get this. For Make-A-Wish, money goes directly to them. I'm not going to buy anything now. But that's my personal choice. Monica, you're denying other kids. You know what? Sorry. If I personally know a terminally ill child, and I know this just sounds horrible, people will probably use it against me. What's what happens when you run for office? But this is the only way these corporations, and yeah, Make-A-Wish charities, corporations. That's why they call them CEOs and things now. Because they're run like corporations. They're the ones who are denying terminally ill children their dreams. I'll give my money to a family of a terminally ill child to help with bills or to help send to Disneyland, whatever, before I ever give to Make-A-Wish again. And I don't even know that if they come back and they change the policy, if I will after that. And I loved this organization. Why? Because they were willing to put that policy in place in the first place. And if you're willing to put it in place in the first place, then what else are you willing to do? You want to control everybody else's life? Well, you can do it without my money. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Struggling to lose weight? Try the Magnetic Jaw Closer, a weight loss device that uses magnets to keep patients from opening their jaw more than 2 millimeters wide. Just ask Tanya, who's lost 15 pounds in 2 weeks.
When I first tried this product, I did not think it was going to work for me. But look at me, I completely changed my life.
Thanks, Tanya.
Everybody who sees me goes, Tanya, is that you? And I say, of course that's me. I can't believe how good I look.
You get the idea. Smaller pie hole, less pie. Get your procedure today.
Doesn't that sound nice? It was so nice last night. We weren't fishing in the dark, but we were listening to the frogs sitting outside. It was just the perfect evening. A light breeze, not hot, not cold. It was perfect. You know, it's those little moments you have to take for yourself that just take a deep breath and let it all go. You know, just let it all go. So, a biological man has won Miss USA or Miss Nevada. She will go on to the Miss USA Nationals. Interesting. We had no women, I guess, in this state that could compete with a man to win Miss Nevada, but that's, you know. That's here nor there. That's for, you know, those judges to decide. I do want to let you know, a lot of things come out of Las Vegas and Clark County, and we need to know what's going on, especially when it comes to running for governor. So Joe Lombardo is going to be hauling his tuchus up here. It's going to be in Carson City on the 30th. That is tomorrow, from 11:30 to 1:30. Learn where he stands on the issues that make a difference to you. Yeah. Seating is limited, so you need to contact the Carson City Republican Party if you want to attend this. And please, if you do go, ask him the tough questions. You know, like why he was in total lockstep, and I use that term appropriately, in lockstep with the Democrat tyrant, Sisolak, to shut this state down. ask him why people were turning to the sheriffs, the elected official, countywide, to protect their constitutional rights. And he failed. He failed 100%, in my opinion. So please, ask him what other rights he will not protect for you. Ask him what other things he goes along with Sisolak for. You know, this is the time that you need to take to find out what people really believe in. Don't ask them stupid questions like, why do you want to run for office? Why do I want to run for office? That is such an open-ended question that they just say anything and they use their, you know, couple of minutes and then time's up. Ask them directed questions. What would you do in this situation? Why did you support Sisolak in a complete shutdown? Why did you not protect people's constitutional rights? Why did it have to be the sheriffs in the small rural counties who got it, who understood what was going on, who fought for the people of Nevada? I'm tired of elected people saying that they're going to fight for Nevada and they don't do squat. The only person recently that I've seen actually put up a fight is Annie Black. And all she got was being blasted by others, even in her own party. No support. It doesn't pay to have a backbone in politics. But you're going to get elected now if you do. I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler about working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime. I don't want to see anybody blue in the summer unless you're a Smurf. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here on this terrific Tuesday. Today's poll question, if you head on over to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. So, should Gwen Berry or any athlete, I don't care who it is, should they be removed from the U.S. Olympic team if they disrespect America or the national anthem? Yank them. Yank those endorsements. Well, with the way that we've seen corporations acting nowadays, yeah, I have a feeling they'll be fine with her. This is what happens when you give people a platform and you know that's their ultimate agenda. We've had athletes say, if I win, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to do this and I'm going to burn the American flag and I'm going to stomp on it and blah, blah, blah. You know what? As soon as those words came out of people's mouths, they should be removed from the team. It's like, oh, okay, you've worked all your life to trash the country that is giving you the opportunity to do this? Uh-huh. I think you can guess how I feel about it. Yesterday's poll question, should schools be able to regulate off-campus speech? There are actually schools that are doing that. Got the Supreme Court involved. The feelings here, 100% said hell no. Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for sponsoring our poll questions at our websites. What are we going to do when we don't know people who are running for election? You start talking to them. You start talking to them now. And you get to know the people who don't wait until the filing day to announce that they're running for office. That's a bunch of BS to me. You seek out the people who have announced now who are running. Jim Marchant. Running for Secretary of State. Adam Laxalt, running for Senate against Catherine Cortez Masto. Start asking him tough questions. Not just, do you think you can win? So let's ask this guy some tough questions, because I have a very special guest today. And that is Fred Simon, who is, well, one of our local boys who have decided to run for governor. Fred, thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Monica, and thank you for having me on your show. This is quite a pleasure.
You know, I hope it is, because people seem to be afraid of me and don't want to come on the show, but... And I'm not going to take it easy on you, but I know you can handle it.
Well, game on.
All right.
I'm here to answer any question you have. I have opinions, and we may agree and we may not, but...
Exactly.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. How would you have handled the introduction of a virus into this state and into the country and people calling for full shutdowns and lockdowns that run for years? How would you have handled our current situation?
Well, let me simply tell you how I handle all things. I'm data-driven. First thing I do is I investigate based upon knowledge, calling people, looking at issues. If you look at this to begin with, this is a whole story that we have to explore at some point in time, and we're not going to be able to do it all this morning. But first and foremost, we have had issues in healthcare for years. So we go back and we look at things from a historical standpoint. It was incredibly unnecessary to do all the things that were done. In fact, in a sense, it created more issues than it helped. To shut down, well, let's get this straight. We shut down small business. We didn't shut down Walmart. We didn't shut down Costco. And in fact, if you look at profits, all of those large big boxes had the greatest profit of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So little guys like me running a restaurant, I was shut down. We're going to lose maybe up to 1,200 restaurants to a couple thousand to more. We don't even know. But this is not how you behave and act in an emergent circumstance, as they put it. And you got to go back. The pharmaceutical companies and the government went to the WHO and said, can you give us an emergent declaration? And then the whole ocean opened up for them. They could pretty much do what they wanted to do. We don't have any data on 6-foot distancing. We don't have any hard data on masks. We don't have any data on any of this. And as time will go on, as happens with phantom governments, we will hear the real information maybe 5, 6, 7 years later, which is going to be too late. Mm-hmm. But you don't react. You take an action plan. And this was absolutely the wrong thing to do. One, what I would have done, as we have always done, we historically have had this. Look at the most vulnerable people in the population when you have an infectious disease problem. Protect them. I'm a medical doctor. I volunteered in a COVID ICU in 2020. I wanted to know what was going on. We didn't get the pathophysiology from the government. They're still not telling us what's going on. They're not telling us what happens with this protein spike toxin that they're injecting into teenage kids. Now, I'm outraged. A 13-year-old died in Michigan from this. And there are other kids who are going to die from this. It is a toxin injected into kids. And the data on this doesn't exist. So to answer your question, you got to drive your agenda based upon data, historical data, and do the right thing. You don't shut down a state. You don't shut down business. You don't utilize things that don't have some science to it. Democrats go, follow the science. Follow the science. Mm-hmm. They didn't follow the science. What is happening now, though, is even worse. This is evil. This isn't just bad. This is evil. They're taking 12 to 15-year-old teenagers and telling the parents and telling us that they need this injection in their arm. And there's no data to substantiate this. In fact, more kids died from the serious flu and pneumonia than they did COVID-19. That data is there from the CDC. A lot out there, Monica. This is a huge subject.
Yeah.
With a lot of information.
I'm curious as to if you were to put a task force together, being a, you know, spending your life as a trauma surgeon and then becoming an entrepreneur and opening a restaurant and being a part of your community in Gardnerville, what kind of task force would you have put together for a statewide shutdown for this pandemic, so-called? Because, you know, Governor Sisolak's task force consisted of financial advisors and developers. And is that the appropriate thing to do?
Well, let me tell you what I actually did. So I was the leader within Douglas County. So we have such great access to information around the world at our fingertips. I went home. I went to my computer. I'm not going to ask any other expert. I'm going to go read this information. Then I started calling people from around the country. One of my best friends is at CMS, Centers for Medicaid and Medicare. I have friends in multiple ICUs. I'm an intensivist as well. What I did is I created kind of a template for what business should do in Douglas County. I typed it out. I put it in my restaurant. And I basically informed every patron that came in, look, you don't need to be worried. Here's the true data. Come on in. I ran my business pretty much as usual. During this entire period of time, have not had one patron come to me and tell me that they thought they got COVID-19 being in my restaurant. Nobody. Now, is that aberrancy to the rest of the country? It actually is not. I have talked to a restaurateur who's a very good friend of mine in Cleveland, who owns 6 restaurants. We've had discussions with people all around the country. This is how you formulate a plan, and you can do this within days to a week. You have access to all of these resources. Dr. Sisolak, alias Governor Sisolak, practiced medicine without a license, withheld therapeutic drugs mm-hmm. without a license. That's, Monica, that's gross negligence. Not just negligence. He has no right to do that. And in addition to that, if any Nevadan died that could have had these therapeutic agents, we're looking at someone who potentially could be charged with a higher crime than that. So this is absurd because he didn't do it on the data. He didn't call experts other than Gavin Newsom. And what he did is lock down a state without a reasonable, prudent plan that we could sit here and say, geez, I can believe this. Here's the information. And if you look across the country, now I have to tell you, I flew 27 round trip flights in 2020. I was on airplanes with only 9 and 10 people. Initially, I was never wearing a mask. Then I'm wearing a mask. Then you didn't have to. And this is exactly what happened in this state. There was no basis behind the agenda other than maybe there's a nefarious agenda, all of this. We will find this out because we do know Dr. Fauci sent citizen money, which they call tax money, to China to weaponize a virus that was not a respiratory virus, and your lungs are very sensitive. Who would do this? Why would they do this?
Those are great questions.
I mean, this is a weaponized virus that has now killed millions of people around the world, and that's going to be Dr. Fauci's legacy.
Well, and I still, you know, for my personal opinion, I still question the numbers because of they needed numbers and people with, you know, it goes back to the did they pass with COVID or did they pass from COVID? You know, there are big numbers there that I want audited, but we know will never happen.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here this morning as we continue our conversation with Dr. Fred Simon, who is running for governor in the great state of Nevada. We are battle born, and well, we try to keep it that way, but it shouldn't be a battle between you and your government. So, you know, we're kind of losing out on there. Dr. Simon, you have an incredible education and to become a trauma surgeon, obviously, and you continue that education by going online and using the internet to educate yourself in things that are going on. And I'm sure you had to get a little education in there to be a restaurant owner. So that's interesting as well. How do you feel about Nevada being, we fluctuate back and forth between 49th and 50th in K through 12 education, and our education system, they just want more money, more money, more money, more money. I know a lot of that comes from pressure from the unions. How are you going to sort this all out?
Well, first of all, I always start, let's look historically. Our education system's almost the same education system that started in the 1920s and was brought over by the progressives from Germany. Education is the foundation of every society, culture, and our history. And if you connect the dots of life, education is the first. It is very important to look at what's going on in the education system today, and it's getting more and more progressive. We have critical race theory, which is basically ideology. Now, children at an early age are in early brain development. And
they're
ethics
sponges.
And morals in education should happen in the home by the parents, not in the schoolroom. Mm-hmm. That's number one. We need to get rid of that immediately. Education must be about arithmetic, spelling, reading, writing. And your question is, 49th, 50, the unions and the teachers must own it. They were given the money. It's not about money. It's about how you prepare the children And the thing that will get us to the right place is school choice. Parents must have the power. They must have the power of the curriculum. They must be included in the curriculum. And we can't leave it to just the school boards who've been infiltrated by people who are pushing ideology. It's education. It's not ideology. And once we sever that, then we start moving forward with education. Now, the fascinating thing is, and I told you, I'm data-driven. We have not been able to assess the teachers because the union has denied us that. Mm-hmm. But the colleges have. Do you know that 40% of those high school grads that come out of Nevada high schools need remedial training to go just in basic jobs?
Yeah.
And the Pell Grant kids, these are the kids that get these grants, our citizen money that they call tax money, over 30% of them need remedial courses that we have to pay for them to take college courses. And including the other kids who go to college without the Pell Grants, they need remedial training. And here's the big problem. We have 60% of kids who go to college, but we have about 20% of those that never get a college degree, and they get a $28,000 bill from the colleges. Okay, who owns that? The teachers and the unions and the colleges. So how am I going to change this? First of all, I'm going to hold them all accountable. We're going to look at the data. They're not going to get any more money. Parents are going to get more control. We're going to go after school boards that don't do their job. We are going to be assertive, aggressive. I'm trying to get people together and march on school boards. They need to listen to the parents. My grandchildren are not going to be trained in ideology. They're going to be educated. And if they're not going to do it, then we should homeschool kids, school choice, give parents $10,000 for the school of their choice, charter schools, Christian schools, Jewish schools, homeschooling, doesn't matter. They'll get better numbers than what's happening in Nevada today. Absolutely. The record speaks for itself.
Absolutely. If you want to find out more about Fred Simon for governor, it's pretty easy. All you have to do is go to SimonFORGOVNV.com. Fred's platform is there, his bio, endorsements. If you want to volunteer, all kinds of great information. And, I don't know, Dr. Simon, you got right on there. Nevada leads America. And we just put our Miss Nevada as a transgender. So we're gonna see how much we're leading America. Thank you so much for being on with me today and answering those questions and really looking at them from an educational standpoint and a history standpoint. Because that's where we are losing. When you lose history, when you don't know what it is, you are bound to repeat it. So, Fred, thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to have you back on again.
Thank you, Monica, and keep fighting the fight.
Thank you, and good luck with your run. Again, that's Simon, FORGOVNV.com. We'll be back.